The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up here in about 20 minutes, so we'll check in out in Berea, see what the latest is. So, Jeff, I said this before break, like, what's the goal here at quarterback? Jameis Winston starts this week. He'll speak at one. You'll get to hear from him. But at what point do you want to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson? Like, I if Jameis struggles this week, it's DTR for me. I want to see. I mean, why
would you think Jameis is going to struggle?
I'm just saying. I mean, he is a backup quarterback. He's not your original starting quarterback.
Well, he's,
and
he's,
you've invested.
If you're going to label him, okay, he was the backup here this year. But
you label guys all the time, Jeff Phillips.
I don't know that I do.
Oh,
he's been a
Dan.
You've labeled me more times than I can count.
Yeah, you're a labeler.
Doof. That's a labeler. That's the one.
I'm going to write down now every time you
Jameis
label.
Jameis has been a starting quarterback. Here's the thing. Everybody's talking about DTR. I want to see DTR. I want to see DTR. I want to see Jameis. Which one's a more viable option for next year to be the starting quarterback? Now, I know ideally you would want DTR because he's less expensive. Jameis has thrown for 5,100 yards in an NFL season and 33 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
Yeah, he's good at throwing at the other team too, yeah. I mean, they were the third leading receiver in last week's game.
I'm not going to say he gets a bad rap because he has thrown a lot of interceptions. He also, there were stats I saw the other day, he threw it downfield like second most in the NFL last week, even though he had a tough game against the Chargers. He's getting the ball downfield. I would rather get a good look at Jameis and decide if he's my starting quarterback moving forward.
All right, so determine, just tell me what's a good look. How many games?
Oh, we have eight left, right?
You want all eight games with Jameis?
Why do I need to... I've got a guy who's thrown for 5,100 yards and over 30 touchdowns and was a number one overall pick in the draft. Enough of a talent that he was the number one pick in the draft. And then I've got a guy who was passed over by every team 4.5 times. I'd rather see the guy who teams thought was the number one guy. And I like DTR. I don't think he's a real viable starting quarterback. I think Jameis could be. And I want to see if Jameis can if he can play well in the final eight games, I'm bringing him back as my starter next year.
I'm not going to disagree with your overall premise, but I do want to see Dorian Thompson Robinson have the opportunity to have a full week's practice where he's not the scout team quarterback, and they actually design the game with him in mind. It's not that I'm against Jameis Winston. I think, that's great. Let's go win six games and not make the playoffs. That'd be awesome. And then do we think Jameis is going to be our quarterback next year? I don't know. I hear people talking about wanting to draft a quarterback, do this, do that. How are they going to be able to afford players because of the constraints of your former quarterback who's hurt for the rest of the season? Anyway, but I look at it, and there's some point I do want to see Dorian Thompson. It doesn't have to be this week. And by the way, if Jameis plays well this week, my desire to want to see Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I'm sure, will be diminished, thinking exactly what you're thinking. But, you know, where Jameis Winston was drafted, what success or lack of success he may have had in New Orleans, or being ousted in Tampa Bay, or, you know, wherever he's been, that's yesterday's news. Man, I don't know what's tomorrow. And if he's going to be able to play at the level that maybe you want him to play at, I'm all in. I'll buy the Jeff Phelps philosophy on that.
Yeah, let's just see him. I'm not saying he's the guy next year, but I think he has a better chance to be an effective starting quarterback in the NFL next year than DTR does. And that's no disrespect to DTR. I'd love to see Jameis DTR as a combination. I mean, look around the NFL. Look at the reclamation projects that have gone on somewhat successfully in the NFL. And why can't Jameis be one as well? I think he could be.
He could be. I'm not going to disagree with the chance there is a future. Well, like, if I can see what I saw against the Ravens, I'm all in. Like, you've given me hope. And like, the one thing I haven't heard over the last 2 weeks from anybody is hope. Like, no one has hope for this team moving into next season. No one sees it, because I think we're all handcuffed by Deshaun Watson's contract and what he means to the organization. It just trumps everything that we're seeing on the field. And, you know, it's like, oh, okay, well, we've got Myles Garrett. Okay, that's great, you know. But I don't feel any optimism towards the future. And is it because of the way they lost the last game and we had to sit through a bye week and try to wonder, well, here we go, and can we be a three-win team? Yeah, we can be a three-win team. I mean, New Orleans was really struggling until they played last week, and other than their first 2 weeks of the season where they were just putting tons of points on the board. I want someone to tell me why you have hope. What gives you inspiration for this team?
Hope for what?
For what this team could look like next year. I mean, I'm listening to the afternoon show yesterday. I'm trying to remember who was on. And I walked away from that interview so depressed, thinking that, you know, there's no quarterback in the draft next year. And even if you were going to draft a quarterback, would you really do that? Are you going to give Jameis another shot? Like, I'm trying to find something I can sink my teeth into and go, you know what? That's reason to believe that the Browns can be good next year. That's reason to believe that I want to watch this team every game for the rest of the season with passion, not being just kind of like, okay, I'm watching the team because it's my team.
It amazes me how quickly people just say, I'm done. I'm watching them because they're my team.
Yeah,
I want to see how they're going to grow. I want to see what this thing might be. I want to see how they can do the rest of this year. I've never understood that.
I don't know what they're going to be next year. I've no
exactly. So, pay attention to the final eight games and get a good look.
Yeah, I'm there, but that doesn't give me hope for the future. Like, I don't nothing on there.
Why not? Watch them and see. Maybe it will give you great hope. Maybe you'll see their corners just become even more lockdown corners. Maybe you'll see Isaiah McGuire emerge at defensive line, and you'll see Miles be an absolute beast.
I just think we're.
I mean, there's a lot of things here that I think that are to like, and a lot of things that will say, "All right, that's got to be fixed."
What do you love? Give me something that you love about this team right now.
I love it's my team.
Outside of that, that's like because. Give me an answer. Give me something that you love about this team right now.
You and I both know that we differ on this.
Okay.
I don't need a winning team for satisfaction in watching sports.
I don't, to be honest with you, I don't 100% need that. I enjoy team. It's easier to like a team.
Absolutely it is. I can't wait to see what happens at quarterback the rest of the way. If it's Jameis, great. Let's see it. If he doesn't play well and they put in DTR, great. Let's see it.
Let's see it. Yeah, I agree with you on that. We're on the same page.
That's fine. I'm really intrigued by Cedric Tillman. He looks like the real deal, man. Now it's only three games. But he looks like the real deal. And if they could develop their own 1 or 1A wide receiver, thank you. I mean, that would be phenomenal. And right now he's looking like one. Andy, the 3 weeks he's played, he's the best, most effective wide receiver in the NFL. You can look it up.
All right, so I went back and said, okay, what do you love, Andy? Right? What do you love? I love the thought of Nick Chubb resurrecting his career. Like, to me, that's something that drives me. I mean, I'm watching the games anyway. Again, it's my team. I will always be passionate about them. But what do I love about that? I love the thought of Nick Chubb being able to come back from this brutal injury and being one of the best running backs in the NFL. I'm cheering for that story. I'm cheering to watch Myles Garrett get more sacks every game. Love it, right? Love all that stuff. JOK was a story that was there, but now he's hurt. So it's like, I'm looking, and as I've said all along, I've always thought Double O could have been a starter from day one when he walked in the door. Now he's got the chance to do that. So those are a couple of the stories I love. Cedric Tillman, jury's still out. I know he's had some success because he's been the most viable option for the quarterback over last week. I still don't know if he's my go-to wide receiver, number one guy down the road. Those are all
sitting
there.
Well, how could
there.
You? He's only had three games where he's been.
Yeah, but like, you know. Like you seem to be, you're kind of in love with that story a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a 6'3 wide receiver who can do some things.
Yeah, I want to see him get the ball and continue to do that. So, I don't know that this, like, we're not, how can you be in love with a two-win team? I know you don't see the wins, I do. 216-474-0092. Kevin Stefanski's press conference next, Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.